Say it.
Play horseshoe.
Any other games they might play?
Baseball.
Run races. Kids all have
kids run the races.
A lot of races for the kids.
They have prizes?
Not so much.
I don't think so. They didn't have money enough for prizes.
And the kids love to play in the water holes.
So they, a lot of swimming?
They usually had...
It wasn't deep enough for swimming. They had water fights. And get in the water.
Do you ever remember accidents or anything like that? Any tragedies from your youth you can remember that you could tell me about?
Ray fell off the horse and broke his arm. And he'd we rode the horse to school, and then we'd just leave a long rope on him so we could catch him when we'd go home. And he went and caught the horse and rolled the rope around his arm to ride him in. He rode him up to the in a draw to got onto him. And of course, when kids have to ride him just fast as they can, when he come to the schoolyard, he stopped like that, and Ray went off, and the rope caught on his arm, broke his arm. And they didn't, there was just one car in the country at that time. Mm-hmm. And my dad went and asked him if he'd take him to town, and he took him to town, set the arm, brought it home again.
How long did it take to heal?
Well, I can't remember. Of course, I was just 6-7 years old. And
do you remember when your family got the first car?
Yes, it was about 27.
What kind of car was it? What color
Chevy.
Was it?
Well, of course, my dad wasn't here then. Well, my brother had it. It was a blue Chevy. And but that was the first one. The neighbor finally got one, an old Model T Ford, and about that time. And but we didn't, of course, we didn't have anybody to drive a car except my older brother. And
did your mother ever get a license?
Mm-mm. She never learned to drive.
Never? Mm-mm. Did you learn?
Oh, yeah. I finally did. After we lived up on top of the hill here, up on top where you go over. And it was about a mile or so out there to the road, and Mel used to work down at the sawmill. I used to think, what in the world would I do if something would happen to the baby? What would I do? And about all I could have done was to walk out to the road and hail somebody down to take me down to the mill. And I thought, well, I better learn to drive.
So how long ago was that?
Well, that was when we was right after about
35.
30. We was married in 35. That was about 40. Along the 40s. I learned to drive going through the, Marilyn would get out and open the gate, and I learned to drive it through the gate, stop it and start it.
You're lucky there's not much traffic here, so it's a good place to learn.
Yeah, and then we had all those turkeys. We used to herd turkeys, and I used to herd the turkeys in the car, so had all the field out there to run in then.
That's great. I guess now we can talk about time and distance. When the sun comes up, they call that the
sunrise.
And when it goes down, they call it
sunset.
Okay. And how would you express this time?
10:45.
Okay. And in relation with the hour?
A quarter to 11.
That's how you'd say it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Today is the, 17th?
I guess so. I don't know.
So today is the 17th. The 16th was?
Yesterday.
And the 18th will be?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Can I have you say the 7 days of the week?